We're doing a lot of things with Jordan Maxwell here. This has been quite an expose already. The great state of Kansas. I'm going to do something real quick. Jordan, how long did it take you to gather all these up, by the way, while I'm doing this?
I've been doing this for 60 years.
Oh, man. Oh, thank God it pays well, huh?
Yeah.
Great seal.
Yeah, and all I get from the public is all I have in the world because I don't have anything. I've given my whole life to studying the occult world of symbols.
Right.
And so I know what the symbols mean, and they're on the state's symbols, not
yeah.
for any reason, but to let you know who is empowered in our country.
Yeah. Go ahead and do what I just did, friends. Type in seal of the great state of Kansas, for example, and you will see exactly what Jordan has presented to us. It's right there. The different color schemes here and there. But it's the same thing. So these aren't archaic. They're contemporary. All right. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jordan, but I wanted to pass that along and get it out of the way. We are ready to proceed. We're back on the great state of Kansas, if you'd like, and we have a lot to get through. So go ahead and take it away.
Okay. Well, now you're going to have to move a little quicker because we've got a lot of pictures that go through.
Right.
I'm looking at the yellow square that has the round blue on the state seal of Nevada.
That's Nevada.
That?
No. Hold on. Oh, I went too far. Let me go back. I've got a Nevada sticker that's yellow on the outside, all for our country. And above that is the U.S. Department of the Interior, March 3, 1879. And that's
yeah.
a sunrise with a red, communist red buffalo, a suspicious Zionist Bolshevik buffalo below the sunrise on the mountain. Let me go back. I have to go back further, yes?
Yeah, but just the one just above the state of Indiana.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, they snuck the Indiana state seal. 1816, that's when the state was incorporated. And they do use that term, by the way. And interestingly enough, it is a corporation. So think
yes,
about that.
Of course it is. It's all incorporated. We're no longer the United States of America because after the Civil War, we were anything but united. We were at war with each other, so we're not United States. Therefore, you are not a United States of American citizen.
See?
You are a corporate U.S. citizen.
How many times have I said the formerly United States of America? Formerly,
right.
Okay.
Now it's a United States corporation.
Got it.
You are U.S. citizen, period. Which means you have no rights. Only Americans have rights. But you don't have any rights. You are a member of a corporation. You either go to work and do what we tell you, or you're fired. You go home and make nothing.
And so you either take the shot, or you don't have a job anymore. That
you
too.
Don't have
okay.
a job anymore.
All right, there's but that Indiana.
They, don't ask any questions and keep your mouth shut and act dumb. And
keep
go
your head
home
down.
And put your mask on and keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, and keep your head down and keep chewing. Cheap.
Yeah.
Seal of the state of Indiana. They snuck that little sunrise up, but it's right there. And another yep. reddish, suspiciously reddish buffalo. Okay, and then the next one is the U.S. Department of Interior.
Underneath that, Department of the Interior.
Got it.
Okay, now underneath that, again, I go back to Nevada.
Or Nevada. They're right next to each other. Okay, go ahead.
Then the next one is
just
the
kidding.
City of Santa Barbara.
Oh, God, my hometown. Oh, outrageous.
The sunrise behind the mountain.
Yeah, that's why
then
I left.
The next one is the seal of the state of Alaska. You see the sunrise behind the mountains?
Boy, Santa Barbara is in big trouble. Yes, the seal of the state of Alaska. Got it.
Okay. Beneath that, the next one is Excelsior. which is the seal of New York State. Mm-hmm. And you'll see the sunrise behind the mountain.
Sure do. Yep.
Okay, now
okay.
Next one
two,
is
there's two Excelsior New of New York's. They're both the same. Same sunrise idea.
Okay, now the next one is
Kansas.
The Great Seal of the State of New York is a sunrise behind the mountains of the east.
I missed
it. Do you see it?
I do.
Now the next one is the Great Seal of the State of Kansas. Again,
now,
sunrise
I have a question.
Behind the mountains.
I have a question. The Great Seal of the State of New York, who are these women on each side of the sunrise with their hands holding up the eagle? Oh, no, one woman's holding up a sword?
Yep, one's holding up a sword. That's what they got, the sword of power over the world. And the other one is holding up a Phoenician symbol of a cap of
the sea. Oh, that's an old one. It almost looks like an Egyptian thing that the pharaoh would hold.
Yeah.
Okay, good. New York.
What that cap means. It was called the Phrygian Cap of Liberty. There's a big story behind that, and it's full of sex and fun. Sexual symbolism.
Sex, fun, and
rock
and roll.
Underneath that is, again, New York.
Okay.
Okay, and New York is a symbol of the sun behind the mountains of the east.
Then we go to Kansas next.
Then next one, and then we go to another one. We've seen that one again. And now you go back to Kansas. And now we go to, in Islam, in Islamic world, they have nothing to do with us, except they also bought into the whole idea of the sunrise behind the mountains. It's a symbol for the World Communist Party. And those poor, poor people who are following the Islamic God of the moon are also being led by the New World Order, the sunrise behind the mountains of the east. They have no idea in the world. The next one after that is the Arab Federation.
Right.
And we can see with the Arab Federation, the sunrise behind the mountains.
I got it there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now we're back to the roller seal. Right.
The roller seal of Mount Ararat. And this is going to be very important, so watch what's going to happen. You see the bottom right-hand side shows the Egyptian symbol that you are seeing on the roller seal of Mount Ararat. You'll see the sun rising behind the two mountains.
Got it.
Okay, now what? The next one is going to be sunrise over the mountains on Google. The next one is the sunrise over the mountains on Apple. The next one is sunrise over the mountains on Microsoft. The next one is sunrise over the mountains for Samsung. The next one is sunrise over the mountains for Twitter. Another socialist network, Twitter. So you can go out and Twitter yourself. And here's sunrise over the mountains on Facebook. Sunrise over the mountains on the LG, G4. Sunrise over the mountains. And now the next one is the quote. Beneath that is a quote that we've read before where I show you that it was called a new day that was dawning. The sun would never set. Early during the French Revolution, which was a communist revolution, was born the solar myth of the revolution. On the new day that was dawning.
Mm-hmm.
Here, the next picture is the 1923. The present artistic rendition dates from the 19th of August in 1955. And what do you see? The Soviet coat of arms graphically presents the dawn of a new day for the entire world. They're going to take over the whole world with their
communist revolution. See the sun
and beneath that
rise?
You see
the
dawn of a new day with Hillary, Marxist-Leninist, communist traitor, Hillary Clinton, who wants to be president of the new communist regime, and then her boss is going to be the new day in America with Barack Obama.
He's still running things now, the Biden administration. Of course, Obama's not the last man on the totem pole, but he is running this administration under orders.
Because he's working directly for the new day that's dawning. Mm-hmm. And so is Miss Hillary Clinton. The dawn of a new day for Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his party is ecstatic over the 08 election results. Now on the web, you'll see news of the Obamas and the new day. Obama's new day.
Oh, did you see, Jordan, this is important. Hold on. Under the new day with Hillary on the right, Clinton in 08, Communist Party ecstatic over 08 election results. Below that it says, Voice of Marxism announces hard work is just beginning.
That's
so
right.
In 08, they knew this was all coming down. What we have. Go ahead.
We're going to take over the whole lousy world. Everybody's going to die. If you don't crawl on your knees to your masters of the dawn of a new day, you're going to die. So here it is on the web, Barack Obama and the new day. And then you'll see the sunrise and the new day is dawning on the sunrise over America. And the next picture shows all of the knuckle-dragging airheads and dingbats of the world celebrating the election of Barack Obama, the old B.O., with a new day in America. They're crying, they're tears, they just can't wait for the dawning of a new day for America. They can't wait. And so...
You know what they're doing? They're celebrating their own demise in advance.
They're celebrating their own destruction. They're celebrating it. They can't wait.
Right. They have no idea what's coming.
A new day dawns on our country. Yeah.
There it is. A new day dawns on our country. November 5th, 2008.
And then we got now Ralph Nader, A New Day for America. And beneath that, you got the Spider-Man's Brand New Day.
So the theme is never ending. It's just not ending. Yeah. It's gone through and permeates everything.
Everything. Then, and the next picture is for the 1939 New York's World Fair.
Mm-hmm.
That cost a lot of money to have the New York World's Fair in 1939. And in the New York World's Fair, it was said the sun was rising through the gray till the dawn of a new day. And it says, hail the dawn of a new day in their advertisement. So therefore,
this is interesting.
The World's Fair in 1939 was put on by the same people that financed the World Communist Party.
I wonder
that's
who they might
money
be.
Came from.
And who might they be, Jordan?
Yeah.
Never mind. Okay, we all know who runs the money. In 1939, Americans stood, and they brag about it. Americans stood poised on an edge of history, weary from the depression of the 30s and leery of a pending war in Europe. Americans sought a much needed respite. The temporary relief came in the form of the New York World's Fair. The Gershwins, in their theme song for the fair, said it best when they wrote, see the sun through the gray. It's the dawn of a new day. The Gershwins.
Isn't that wonderful? And that's why everybody was in the streets of New York with tears in their eyes. They couldn't wait to crawl on their knees to their Soviet communist masters. And they're so profoundly ignorant and ill-informed, and it's only for somebody like me who spent 60 years looking at this stuff to understand what's actually happening to America. All right, the next picture.
And now what are they doing? They're rolling up their sleeves for their execution shots.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Okay.
I know.
Deutschland.
The next picture shows Soviet communist or the Nazi symbol with the Nazi eagle. Yeah. And you'll see on the left-hand side of the Nazi symbol, the sun rising over the mountains of the east. Then beneath that, with the blue background, you'll see the two Nazi symbols. There's a Nazi on the left, shows the eagle, and he's sitting on the circle with the swastika. And what do you see in the middle? You see the sun rising over the mountains of the east. And on the right-hand side, you'll see the Nazi movement with the sun rising over the mountains of the east. Beneath that, Germany can be saved by the dictatorship of the national will and the determination to take action. Adolf Hitler said, "My fellow Germans, awaken. A new day is dawning." Even Adolf Hitler, the old Marxist-Leninist communist Nazi Führer, had a German people believe the scam, Vatican, British bullshit, and it worked for a little while. Again, he wrote, "Germany can be saved only by a dictatorship of the rational and national and the determination to take action. The fellow Germans," he said, "awaken. A new day is dawning."
Then Jordan, all right, hold on. Who is worse, Churchill the Butcher, Bomber Harris the Butcher, FDR the Butcher, Stalin the Mega Ultra Butcher, or Adolf Hitler, who was literally recognizing that communism was the real enemy? 9 out of 10 German troops fought against the Soviet hordes in the East. That's where the World War II battles were fought, not in the West. It was all in the East. So if Hitler had won and defeated Marxist communism in the Soviet Union and liberated Russia to become Russia again, what kind of a world would it be now? Better, different, or the same?
I would basically say probably the same. You're still going to die soon with your mask on and playing stupid. Put your mask on and go home and keep your mouth shut. We hope you die.
I saw somebody in a car today, and I saw somebody jogging with a mask on today. These people are crazy.
Good.
They're just crazy. All right, next.
And here in St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope, the next picture, the Pope calls for a new world order.
Yeah. No,
and here is a picture
phony as a day
celebrating
is long.
The World Day of Peace.
Right.
Peace, the communist, does not mean putting down your arms and living in peace. No, peace means when you're raping a young girl, if she's fighting you, but she gives up. But when she gives up, now you will have peace. You can rape her without any fighting. So now you'll have peace. And so that's what the peace is all about. So the Pope calls for a new order of peace.
Well, that's a fraternity of pedophiles and always has been.
Yeah. So the next picture is the presence. Artistic rendition dates from August 19th of 55. You see the Soviet coat of arms, the left, graphically presents the dawn of a new day for the entire world.
It's
Judaism, a Judica, sunrise in the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
The picture next to that was the sun worship at Jerusalem Temple.
Mm-hmm.
Then we say in the churches and religion in general, a global spiritual communism with the sunrise of the Aton. This is why it's called Tetragram Aton.
Well, it's over Aton's head in this one, global spiritual communism. It's above, shining down. So it has risen. And he is in charge.
Yes, risen.
Or it is in charge.
God's son is risen. This is why God's son is S-O-N, which is a Germanic spelling. Now go out, and the next one is the incoming world government as God's kingdom. God's kingdom. There's a sun of tomorrow whose symbol was a blazing sun rising over the mountains. And you'll see the sun rising over the mountains in Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is a Christian challenger. You'll see the sun rise behind the mountains of the east.
Wow. It's just there everywhere.
Outdoor church, sun mm-hmm. rising behind the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Sunrise behind the mountains. And here's the father showing his wife and children. The son will be invited to bow down on your knees and kiss the ass of the International World Communist Party. And the mother and her children are watching the coming of the world communist symbol of the dawn of a new day. I see the sun rising on a beautiful new day, a beautiful new spirit in the country, a comet to the future. That was Jimmy Carter's in Plains, Georgia, when he was at dawn of November 1976. He said, "I see the sun rising on a beautiful new day." Jimmy Carter. Well, who could forget old Jimmy?
No,
Jimmy
not
was
me.
A international communist. And today we support him, and so happy to see the dawn of a new day. Next picture shows on CNN has a new news program during the day. It's called A New Day the intro.
That's good.
And the new day is in a red square. Beneath that red square is in Wikipedia, which is a symbol for the center in Moscow for a red square. Well, that's what the red square represents on CNN, a red square.
Mm-hmm.
The new day that was dawning for America. So there it is again, the dawn of a new day for the world. And over here it says nearly a dozen big Republican donors backing different presidential candidates are coming together to help fund an advertising campaign attacking the frontrunner Donald Trump, who faced sharp criticism from rivals this week for his inflammatory comments about Muslims. Matt David, spokesman for the group planning the attack, a super PAC alleged dawn of a new day for Americans. And on the very bottom it says, he said in addition to being Trump, the Trump attack adds a new day for America. Now the next picture is interesting. 1848, Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels wrote the Communist Manifesto. In fact, they did not write the Communist Manifesto. I'll tell you who did later. But it shows a picture of old airhead demonic Karl Marx, the inventor of communism. And Karl Marx said, in the picture, it says Karl Marx said that the society to change into a communist way of living, there would have to be a transitional period. So Karl Marx said, remember, that there's for society to change into a communist way of living, there would have to be a sensational or a transitional period. Well, beneath them, the old communist himself, change you can believe in. The change is from American into a communist world system.
And that's so Barack Obama, Jordan, is talking about. Remember how he kept pushing the word change? Change. Change. That was it. Change from, a reasonable facsimile of a democratic republic to an out-and-out communist hellhouse. That's what we're headed toward.
Exactly. And then Hitler and the Discovery Channel had a video called the whole story, Hitler. And it said on the back of the video, it says, for the nation in darkness, it was the promise of a new dawn for the failed artists. It was a choice for change mm-hmm. in history.
So well, interestingly enough, the whole World War One, World War Two was the same war, was fought against the German people and their creativity yeah. and their ingenuity and their explosive growth in all areas, from science to the arts to music. Didn't matter. The British crown couldn't have this. So Germany was put to war twice, and then given, after World War One, the Treaty of Versailles, which guaranteed World War Two. Hitler did not like communism. He drove them out of Germany in the 20s. We all know this. It's a fact. They left. Yeah. He won. He said, Germany for Germans. It didn't mean nobody else could come in. He meant Germany not for communists, for Germans. Yeah. And I find very little fault with much of what he did. That's my opinion. I'm not speaking for Jordan. There's a documentary out there called The Greatest Story Never Told, and it's must viewing if you want to really understand what was going on there. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's clean. But I'll tell you right now, the biggest butcher ever, Jordan, who was the biggest butcher ever in our time? Joseph Stalin.
Yeah.
No question. None.
Millions and millions of people.
100. Maybe 100. Okay. The dawn of a new day. Communist crap is not new, of course.
No.
Go ahead.
The dawn of a new day. The second one. You see the light bulb? The dawn of a new day?
I sure do.
Okay.
That's the World's Fair, 1939-40.
Beneath that, the advertisement for the World's Fair was the dawn of a new day, 1939.
Wow.
9.5 mystics, the Kabbalah today.
Uh-huh.
And in Kabbalah today, chapter 9 says, the way of one who was caught between the suns of a dying and a dawning new day. And the Christian church is very important. The Christian church, of course, have been spreading this demonic bullshit for years. It says, socialism as dreamed by Karl Marx could not be entirely brought about by the comprehensive system of state ownership and by mm-hmm. the leveling of wealth if it were done without the spiritual leveling. The result would largely be the same as you suggest. So here is the Christian teachings, with the very first radio show for the morning is the New Day for America. Christian teachings. Now watch this. The New Day Community Church, the sun rising behind the mountain. The New Day Community Church of the Nazarene, there's a new day dawning.
I got it.
There it is, Christianity with the sunrise behind the mountains of the east.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a New Day Christian Church. The New Day Church.
Well, Joseph McCarthy, Jordan, Joseph McCarthy was not wrong at all. He was attempting to expose the communist threat to overthrow this country. And they eventually murdered him, we think. But he was right.
He was right. And today I'm proving it. Today you have the Sunrise Church. It's a new day with the sunrise.
And the only person ever to successfully drive communism and all its malignant geopolitical roots out of a country was Adolf Hitler in the 20s and 30s. The German people did it. They rejected communism and they threw them out. You think of the debauchery in the 20s in Germany. In the Weimar days, and look what happened. In the 30s, the communists were gone, and Germany was surging, and it had to be destroyed. So there you go.
There is a Christian symbol in the circle with the sun rising behind the mountains of the east.
Right. And don't forget one other thing, Jordan. World War II was fought to preserve communism.
That's
Remember that.
That's exactly right. And the Grand New Day, which shows all the tens of thousands of people and the big mega churches in America, the big mega churches.
Right.
And there's a new day dawning, the brand new day, the sun behind
the mountains. It's absolutely everywhere.
It's everywhere.
This is communism.
Daily Bible study. Your daily Bible study. We want to pay attention to this one. The daily Bible study is the dawn of a new day. Today, Christian church, new day.
So communism co-opted. Communism co-opted the good parts. We'll just keep it simple of Christianity and perverted it and corrupted it. And turned it into a ruthless weapon of oppression and control and death. That's what they did with it.
Well, that's pretty smart.
Yes, it is.
I mean, if you're at war with a country, then you might as well destroy it. So
yeah.
That's what they are doing. They're destroying everything. Now, behind that, after that, you'll see the New Day Christian Church and the New Day Christian News.
Fellowship. Yeah.
And then the song, The Brand New Day, was an album that was produced by a Christian girl, and it's called The Brand New Day, featuring 12 original songs, including The Brand New Day, as well as Proverbs 31.
That was 2008.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go.
Okay.
This is really, they've done a very good job of putting this in so many places and in so many formats that people don't even notice it. It just blends into the background.
They don't even see it. They
Incredible.
Are the New Day Christian Church.
Mm-hmm.
And go through and look at all the other pictures of the Brand New Day Christian Church. Christian Church. The New Day Baptist Church. A New Day Christian Church, a New Day Church, a New Day Community Church, and here's a New Day Church for people like you who are knuckle draggers and ignorant and ill-informed and never learned how to read and don't think, and they wear their mask and they go home and they shut up and they wear their little silly mask and they hope
they'll
die pretty soon.
And now many of them in China are bending over to get their anal swab tests. How's that one? True story.
There's a New Day Fellowship Church, New Day Community Church. And then with the blue background, you see the woman. And it's the welcome to the New Day Church. She is leading the worship of a new dawn, of a new day in America. And all of the Christians who love the Lord are following her example. To worship God in the dawn of a new day.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other pictures of the New Day Church, New Day Leadership. The New Day Church is on Twitter. I wonder why. It's on Twitter, the New Day Church. The Christian Church is a New Day Church for people like you. The New Day Christian Church. Now, here is something that's interesting. I want you to listen to this. This is the original miniseries V. If you remember V, many years ago, was an NBC miniseries. It was on television every night for about a week. It was a big television series called V. V stands for victory. This was the emblem sign that gets spray painted over posters of alien race that have come to the earth and is used as a sign of rebellion for those who stand against the aliens. Aliens, reptilian in form, the aliens disguise themselves as humans in order to put them off their guard. They claim that they are in need of a chemical substance on their planet, and they ask for our help to produce it. In return, they offered to teach us about their arrangements in science and technology. Little to the humans' knowledge, the reptilians are in fact stealing our water and cryogenically freezing humans to transport them to their planet as food. This series centers on the efforts of a journalist named Michael Donovan and a group of rebel fighters who try to save the planet from the fighting against the alien residents.
The reptilians.
And here we have the new V. And ABC has released a new preview of V.
So is this a new version? Is this a remake, a new one? Or is this just a re-release of the original?
This is a brand new. This was ABC. The first one was on NBC. This one's on ABC. And it says, ABC has released this full new video of V, which is a re-imaging of the 1980s miniseries about the world's first computer encounter with an alien race, in which the aliens call themselves the Visitors. And they have seemingly friendly agenda that may or may not be the cover for something malevolent.
Well, so here's the deal.
It's a remaking.
What you're seeing now over the last 6 months is what appears to be the end of the most insulting, asinine cover-up that I can remember. And that cover-up is the simple fact that we're being visited all the time by off-planet intelligent beings, many of whom actually live here on this planet with us. Aliens. ETs, whatever you want to call them, the Visitors. They're here. Yep. That's being it's being unraveled right now. This lie, this cover up is being put to sleep. They just yesterday announced that the latest video a year ago, not 14 years ago, a year ago, of three triangular or pyramidal crafts that were over a U.S. naval warship just a year ago. Is it, they say the Pentagon, it's a real film. We don't know what it is. So there again, they've actually admitted that the whole UFO cover-up was stupid. And it's over. And it's done. So they're getting us ready here for potentially what Henry Kissinger talked about in the 70s. And that is a bogus or orchestrated attack, a fake attack on this planet by an off-planet intelligence to make all humans grovel and beg to be saved by their controllers here on Earth.
Don't forget your mask. Get your mask on and go home and keep your mouth shut, and we
That's
hope
right.
you will die soon. So just go home with your mask and put your silly-ass mask on. We hope you will die and starve to death.
And don't get tested every... You got to be tested at least once a week. And you need your monthly booster shot. Don't forget about that.
That's right. Because we're tired of looking at you. You're getting old and you're worthless and we're tired of looking at you. It's about time we get rid of you.
That's right.
Because the dawn of a new day. But this was a very important point I wanted to make. ABC has released a new video last year.
A new program. A reimagining, as they say, of the 1980s miniseries. Okay. This is programming. It's mass mind control. It's what it is.
Yeah. So now you see the preview now online. ABC has released this new preview of V, which is a reimagining of the 1980 miniseries about the world's first encounter with an alien race, in which the aliens call themselves the Visitors. And they seem to be seemingly a friendly agenda that may or may not cover what they're actually doing. And then it says, in the TV series, the so-called Visitors distribute a booklet explaining what their mission on Earth is. And here is their mission on Earth booklet. The dawn of a new day is what the aliens are giving to us today. They are collecting the human race together because they're going to eat everybody. They're going to get rid of everybody. So
protein.
It's the dawn of a new day.
Protein.
Yeah. America and the New World Order. Building a new world. Change into a communist and the change into a communist society. And they can't wait for old B.O. because old B.O. is going to bring about the change of we can believe in. I can't tell you what I think of old B.O. bringing bullshit communism to America. And all the people just love him.
Remember what that woman said? That one woman, black woman, she says, he's going to pay my mortgage. He's going to give me a cell phone.
That's
called handouts. That's socialism. That's communism. So anyway, people always want, if they have to work or they can get it free, what are they going to choose? Most will choose to get it free. And that's the lie of socialism. Nothing works that way. It's always failed.
That's why the communists have to be financed. You got to get the big guys with the big money from the big cities to send them money. Because they don't work and they can't do anything. They're ignorant and ill-informed. They can't produce anything to make any money. So you have to finance them if you want them around. So that's what the Rockefellers have done. They've sent them millions and millions of dollars over the years. Now, the next picture I want you to see is the picture with Hitler with his raised fist. You see that picture?
Sure.
Okay, and then beneath that is old B.O., B.O., Barack Obama, with his fist. And then beneath that, we're here with the American zombie. We're here, we're dead, so get used to it. Yeah.
Somehow I missed that one. Yeah.
We're all dead, we're all dying, we're all dead, so get used to it.
Get used to it. And there's Debbie Wasserman giving the clenched fist salute. Little Debbie, former
Little
Democratic
Debbie.
National Committee chairwoman, or chair whatever she is.
A little Jewish girl giving a Nazi fascist symbol.
Funniest thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a 25-cent piece. Or is that a silver dollar? Whatever it is.
Silver dollar, whatever it is.
Miss Liberty walking to the dawn of a new day. Look at that. Right there.
Miss Liberty is walking toward the sunrise on the mountains of the dawn of a new day. So we're all socialists now. Newsweek magazine said we're all socialists now. That's what socialism is in the everyday language.
Yep, yep.
49 million directly linked. The death directly linked to Stalin.
Oh, it could be double that. Nobody even knows. But let's just say even 50 million. All right.
So the next picture is where you can flush your hope.
Yeah. Goodbye. Who is really behind this world communism plot to destroy civilization around the world?
The men in black.
And there they are.
The Vatican secret mafia. They're called the Jesuits. Jesuits, purveyors of world violence since 1540. The Jesuits have been working behind the world of government and religion to lead the whole world into a world of violence. The Jesuit conspiracy is a secret plan of the order.
What is the order, Jordan? Briefly, the order. What is it? The Jesuit order?
It's a Jesuit order. Mm-hmm. It's called the order. It's the crosswords, Barbalan, danger in the Vatican. The sons of Loyola are called Jesuits and their plans for world domination or dominion. It's a Jesuit organization.
How do we rank the Jesuits and international Zionist Jewry.
That is exactly what they're working for, as the international Zionist plot on the world scene for a world communist nation, a world government of a new world order. And they are working for, you must understand the picture with Churchill. It says, you must understand that this war is not against Hitler or National Socialism, but against the strength of the German people, which is to be smashed once and for all, regardless of whether it is in the hands of Hitler or the Jesuit priest.
I want to commend you for bringing that quote up. This is a critically important issue. It was in Winston Churchill's biography, in which he said, the war had nothing to do with National Socialism or Adolf Hitler. It was about destroying Germany and the German people. I'll read this quote again real quick. You must understand that this war is not against Hitler or National Socialism, but against the strength of the German people, which is to be smashed once and for all, regardless of whether it is in the hands of Hitler or a Jesuit priest. End quote. Winston Churchill. There you go.
Right. And Abraham Lincoln said, I feel more and more every day that it is not against the Americans of the South alone I am fighting. It is more against the Pope of Rome, his perfidious Jesuits and their blind and bloodthirsty slaves, Abraham Lincoln to Charles Tenequay.
Yeah, he knew. I don't care for Lincoln, but he at least admitted that there was more to this than meets the eye.
That's right. There's always more. And when you see in Watergate, remember Watergate? Three Jesuits and the downfall of a president at Watergate. Images of Nixon and his Jesuit priest.
You know what's amazing, Jordan? Nixon was a Cub Scout compared to the criminality we see today. He was nothing compared to the monumental crime going on. Just incredible. We have some more pictures, and I hope all of you take a look down there and enjoy them. We'll have Jordan back on again soon, and maybe we'll go through the rest of these in a little bit more detail. But this is very serious information, and you'll get it from nowhere else but Jordan Maxwell. So, Jordan, maybe we'll bring you back on next week for another hour, and we'll wrap up these pictures.
I got news for you. I have some more stuff this is just a beginning. I want to show you the nuts and bolts of how this whole system that we live under was put together. And believe me, you have never heard such a story in your whole life. I have documents and pictures that you will not believe. They are on my research website. So if you go to Jordan Maxwell Show, always put in the word show, and that's my website, jordanmaxwellshow.com. And then you will see on the home page an advertisement to join my research website. Go on the research website, and there's going to be documents there that you've never seen before and never heard of before. That's going to tell you some things that you are not going to believe. The U.S. government has been involved with the Marxist, Leninist, Communist, and the Nazi movement for many, many years. And so you're not going to believe this. That's why the Pope is called the Holy Father, because he speaks for God. He's the Italian Godfather. And so what you need to do is go on my website to Jordan Maxwell Show and go to my research. And where down here it says, the Jesuits were organized by a religious zealot named Ignatius Loyola. They have been identified as the controllers behind the U.S. government. They are themselves merely a lieutenants of the cult of Aton, the sun god. The image of their emblem leaves no doubt as to who they are serving and what their agenda is. The symbol as of the Jesuits is a round sun, sunburst.
So
what I'm saying is that if you want to really know, and if you have the kind of a mind that you can take in information and distill it, then go on my website and you will see Jordan Maxwell Show. And on the first page is an advertisement saying join the Jordan Maxwell Research website. And I am telling you,